kind of reminded me of my Christian life is going, having ups and downs, and it really doesn't have to be that drastic. You know, with the medications, we can adjust and try to make them work for us. And usually they do. We get used to them and our bodies adjust. Well, adjusting our trials isn't much of an option. We can't just tell God, I'm not going to take this trial today. We'll skip it for a while. I think we'd end up in the belly of a big fish if we told him that. So, the doctors did have a pretty compelling argument as to why I should continue to take them. Simply life or death. Pretty much the same thing with trials. We have to go through them. It's part of being a Christian. And it is for our good. Like the pills and medications that we take are to help us. Our trials are to help us grow. But letting them get us too far down is dangerous. And being too far up is dangerous also. We can find that, I find that sometimes I take it for granted. And when everything's going smoothly, you know, you kind of slip back a little bit. And that's not good either, because then the next trial that comes along, it's going to be a little bit different than the last one. So it's not a matter of not taking, you know, not learning or not having a trial. It's a matter of appreciating. We if we don't appreciate them, then we're really not going to learn from them, and things are going to be very turbulent. You've probably heard the saying, keep an even keel. And the keel is that big thing on the bottom of a sailboat. It keeps it stable in the high winds and rough waters. Well, we in turbulent times, we have to keep an even keel. And we do that by drawing on God's Spirit that He's given us, using it to understand, gain faith, and knowledge and wisdom. And if we turn over to, let's turn over to Romans 4. We'll take a look at some a really good example. Romans 4, 19 through 22. And we'll start. And that was speaking of Abraham in his older years. He was about 100 years old and didn't think he could have children anymore. And being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Well, we know Sarah had a little doubt there. And continuing in verse 20, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced. He had the faith to be fully convinced that what God had promised, He was going to give. And He was able to do. And if we doubt that God can do something, then we're really looking for probably a pretty tough test or trial so He can prove. But all we have to do is go back in history and read and prove it to ourselves. He was also able to perform, as it says. So we cannot doubt that God can do something or will do something. He will in His own time if it's good for us. So if we continue to seek and have faith, we won't be wavering and unstable. The ups and downs that we might have, and everybody's ideas, you know, trials and ups and downs, maybe harder than the next person's or easier than the next person's. It doesn't matter. It's a matter of coming through them. we look at the parable of the sower in Mark 4, let's turn over to Mark 4, verse 16. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And it is a joyful and very exciting to understand Scripture. But if we don't have a good basis, if we don't have the zeal and the excitement to stay rooted and to be continuing in faith and endure everything that comes our way, as it says in verse 17, and they had no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. So if going through a trial or having difficulties in life, standing up in front of people and being confident might give you a little problem. But we rely on God. This is His will. We have to complete His will. Whatever it is, and whatever He has for us to learn is what we need. That's what we need. So if we commit ourselves to the Lord, Proverbs 16:2. Let's turn over. Proverbs 16 and verse 2. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. There's the key right there to keeping an even keel. Understanding God's will takes clear thoughts. Undistracted by whatever, the trial we're going through, things in life, everyday life. We can make adjustments, just like with the medications, we can make adjustments in what we do daily. But most importantly, we have to make adjustments in our attitudes. One of the very helpful things that I think of is whether I'm having a hard time understanding or staying faithful, having faith, continuing faith, understanding the will of God. And He puts us through trials because He loves us and He wants us to continue and fulfill His will for us. And that's to serve Him in the kingdom. And we've heard about the millennium and what all is going to happen in the millennium, and that's a very exciting thing. I can't wait to have part in that, to help others and clean up the earth and teach. It'll be a great time. So we hold fast without wavering. With this promise in mind, we'll have a smooth ride and keep an even keel.